We're looking this morning at Psalm 52, short psalm, 9 verses. Vernon McGee says about this psalm, "This is a brief psalm that gives us a prophetic picture of the Antichrist and of the believing remnant who will suffer under his persecution, then will worship and praise God when he is dethroned." Whoa! I read the first part of the psalm and thought, oh, this won't preach. Amen. But I read the last two verses and they were great. In King James it says, "But I'm like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. I will praise thee forever because thou hast done it. And I will wait on thy name, for it's good before the saints." Matthew Henry says about these verses, "Those who by faith and love dwell in the house of God shall be like green olive trees there." Are you a green olive tree?
Yes,
amen. Amen. "And that we may be as green olive trees, we must live a life of faith and holy confidence in God and his grace. This adds much to the beauty of our profession and to the fruitfulness in every grace, to be much in praising God. And we can never want matter for praise. His name alone can be our refuge and our strong tower." Life Application Study Bible notes say, "With God by his side, David compared himself to an olive tree, thriving in the house of God. Not only is an olive tree a thriving tree, it is one of the longest living trees." I didn't know that. That's really neat, the olive tree. Hey, we're going to live long lives. Amen?
Okay.
Amen. I like that. I like that. I got a lot of life yet to live. Do you?
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of things to do with God. David was contrasting God's eternal protection of his faithful servants with the sudden destruction of the wicked. Interesting. The New Living translates these verses, "But I am like an olive tree, thriving in the house of God. I will always trust in God's unfailing love. I will praise you forever, O God, for what you have done. I will trust in your good name in the presence of your faithful people." And the message says, "And I'm an olive tree, growing green in God's house. I trusted in the generous mercy of God then and now. I thank you always that you went into action, and I'll stay right here, your good name, my hope, in company with your faithful friends." Amen. Let's stand and let's say it from the New Living. "But I am like an olive tree, thriving in the house of God. I will always trust in God's unfailing love. I will praise you forever, O God, for what you have done. I will trust in your good name in the presence of your faithful people." We are in the presence of God's faithful name. And do you know what? Do you know what? We're in the presence of God's people.
That's right.
Yes. Turn to your right and your left and look. Those are God's people.
Yes.
We're his people. Jeannie, you're his people this morning. Amen?
Amen.
I like his people. Do you?
Yes.
Then let's praise him together.
Yes.